Good morning, and welcome to Life Fellowship this morning. It's good to be here as a church family and being able to worship the Lord this morning. As I was thinking about being commissioned by the church, going out and preaching the gospel, I had to think, you know, we're not all out in a foreign field somewhere, preaching the gospel. So it got me to thinking a little bit about what am I doing right now to prepare myself in case I would be called to do that someday. And also, what am I doing right now locally to let my light shine and to preach the gospel locally? I think we need to prepare ourselves for the time that we may be called to go to be commissioned by the church and to go somewhere and be a missionary or something like that. So I had to think, you know, what do I witness to people around me? Do I, when I'm out in the street or if, when I'm at work or how do people portray me? Do people know that I am a Christian? I think sometimes I forget about that sometimes, and maybe I don't do as good of a job as I need to. Am I an example to the people around me, to the people I meet? Do I help out with missions locally? There's a lot of stuff that we can do around here locally. We just can't be sitting back doing nothing just because we're not commissioned by the church to be out on a mission field somewhere doing something. Another thing I had to think about, am I a spiritual leader at my home? I feel like me as a man, I'm called to do that, and that's another way I can be preparing myself. This morning I want to read Mark chapter 16. You can turn your Bible there. Just a couple of verses. It's the Great Commission. This morning, the Sunday school lesson is on the church commissioning us to go out, but also Jesus in this chapter here calls us, each and every person, to be a missionary every day. Mark chapter 16, verses 14. Through 18. Later he appeared to the 11 as he sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And those signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will be by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." There it says that we are to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And I think that's speaking to every one of us here this morning, whether it's our neighbor, co-workers, people we meet out when we're out and about. And the thing that really stuck out to me there, when it says, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." We have an opportunity to reach people here that could be condemned, and I think it's our duty to do that. Let's pray. God, I just thank you this morning that we could come here together as a church family and worship you this morning. I just pray that you would help us to be a light for you. God, I just pray as we are out in our everyday lives that we would let our light shine for you and to not be afraid to talk about you to other people. God, I just pray that you'd be with us here this morning. Just bless our time together, be with the Sunday school teachers. God, I just pray you would anoint their lips and just be with us the rest of this service. In Jesus' name, amen.